Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
From former A's outfielder.
Here comes Kotze. Here comes the relay. The slide. He's in there. Inside the park. Home run. Mark Kotze.
To A's manager. It's time for the Manager Show with Mark Kotze. Presented by Nest Bedding. The A's skipper sits down with Chris Townsend exclusively on A's Cast. Visit nestbedding.com today. Here's Chris Townsend.
It's time now for the Mark Kotze Show, brought to you by Nest Bedding. Check out their locations in the Bay Area, or you go online to nestbedding.com. Love where you sleep. They got fantastic mattresses, sheets, pillows, all your bedding needs. Check out their stores in the Bay Area, or you go to nestbedding.com. Use the coupon code Oakland to get 10% off your entire order. Mark, how are you today up in the Pacific Northwest?
I'm doing well. We can refer to this as the Starbucks land, but having some coffee and excited about talking to you.
Yeah, you're never going to be in a situation where you can't find coffee at any time of the day.
That's true. We're starting off our morning here. It's a beautiful day in Seattle. And a night game to follow and another opportunity to go out and try to win a game.
You know, I know for you, you know, when you're able to see some family and I know for players too, depending where you are in the country, just how important is it for you to tell guys, you know, get out of the hotel room, see a little bit of the city, see friends, see people. You know, these long road trips can be brutal. How important is that for to live a life other than just doing ballpark hotel?
Yeah, you definitely can get stuck in the rut of ballpark to hotel room and not end up leaving the hotel before you turn around and go back to the ballpark for the next day. So it is important to get out. It's important to take in some sights, try to go if you do have family in town, visit with them, spend some time with people that you care about. And that can include taking a teammate to lunch. Yesterday we had a little bit of a later arrival to the field, and the text message out to the guys was take a teammate to lunch. That's important. The bonding that we have doesn't only take place in the clubhouse, but it does take place off the field, building those relationships, and we value that as well.
Yeah, and it shows on the field. Because no matter what the record is what it is. But I think a big key for you, something that you've stressed ever since spring training, was we're going to fight and we're going to fight every day. And I think you still have to be very proud of the fight you're getting from your players.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no quitting these guys. And we've had those discussions and they still play with energy. And it's important that they extract as much fun out of this game as they can. It's not a rewarding game by any measure. It's a game of failure. And the best players in this league, they fail 70% of the time at the plate. So you can see the guys, the bond that they have, the fight that they have, whether it's Ramon Laureano expressing his emotion in the dugout and going out and competing to the end of our games and the battle that they continue to put up, and they continue to try to get guys up to the plate to win games. And so the effort level's there, the wins and losses haven't been reflective of that. But we're going to go compete, and we're going to compete till the end of the season that way.
We're starting to now really see the entire game of Nick Allen and his ability to hit, his ability to run. He's starting to throw down bunts. It's this all around type of player. Glove, defense, an arm for his size. I know you've worked a lot with him because both of you guys live in San Diego, and so you've known Nick for a long time. Would you say now that he's getting comfortable, we're now starting to see the full package?
Yeah, I think that's accurate, Tony. I think, it's difficult for any young player to come to the major leagues and have immediate impact and feel comfortable and have immediate success. And, you know, we've seen that with some of our younger guys this year. You know, you refer to Nick Allen, and this is his second time or third time back up with us. He does look a little bit more relaxed. He does look a little bit more like he belongs. And I think that's, you know, reflective of the performance. We've seen him make some nice plays at shortstop, at second base. You know, yesterday in a game where he dropped down to drag bunt, you know, we've talked to Nick, and we're going to continue to talk to him about what he has to do to be successful at this level. And really, it's dominating the fundamentals and utilizing every facet that he can to perform offensively as well as defensively.
You know, you use the word comfortable, and you just wonder, like, when a player comes up, you go from the minor leagues to the big leagues, which is so different. It's just like, this isn't like football or basketball, where you could be playing football in the SEC and you go to the NFL and it's not really that big a difference. Or same thing with a big time college basketball program to the NBA. But going from amateur baseball, then minor league baseball, to the big leagues is a complete 180. When do you think you see a young player start to get comfortable? What are like the attributes that you go, okay, this kid's starting to get it?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you start to feel comfortable at the major league level, I think you start to take on maybe a small portion of a leadership role, and you can see guys on the field, you know, whether they're, you know, defensively taking charge when they start to really feel comfortable. You see them at the plate, you know, controlling the at-bat as opposed to just taking the at-bat. So, you know, it takes time. There's no question. And obviously, you know, success has something to do with the comfortability as well. And when you're performing well, you seem to, you know, accelerate that process of feeling like you belong and feeling like you can be here and play every day at this level and be successful. So, you know, for our young guys, it's definitely noticeable. And Nick is doing a great job at, you know, trying to get his feet on the ground and feeling that sense of comfortability for sure.
Christian Pache has so much talent. We know that. And hopefully he is going to be a massive part of the future here for the Oakland Athletics. You sent him back down. I mean, obviously you gave him a ton of at-bats, a ton of opportunity, which will be good for him long-term. I also think it now is good for him to go down to Las Vegas and get some confidence back, get some wins down there, have some big games before you bring him back up. What did you say to Christian when you guys were sending him down?
Well, the biggest thing for Christian, I think, you know, is that when he does go back down to Vegas, that he continues the work ethic that we saw here. All of us, from our strength coach to our hitting coaches to our outfield coach, we all talk to him. He's one of the hardest workers on our club, and he really cares. And you know that about him, the way he plays with a passion and emotion. We've seen that this year. And, you know, for Christian, as you talk about, we gave him an extended look, an extended opportunity. And, you know, we've seen flashes. We saw incremental improvement in the right direction. You know, even over the last 2 weeks before we sent him down yesterday, you know, the trends are in the right direction. It's just now going out and, as you talked about, Townie, building that confidence, solidifying the approach and having success. And, you know, when he goes to Vegas, he's not going to look up on the scoreboard and see the batting average. It's a new start for him. It's a fresh start and a place where we feel confident that he's going to go and have that success to get back to this team.
Man, you can't say it enough how brutal that is. You know, you people just don't understand. You don't get out to a good start. And as you said, your numbers are everywhere when you go to the plate. They're on the scoreboards. They're on the ribbons around the stadium. Everywhere says your average, says you're struggling. And then it's like you're pressing and you want to try and get it all back in one at bat in one game. And that's just not a reality. And it's easy to tell people not to press, but like they say, easier said than done.
Yeah, no question. You know, we're here. We're our expectation level is to be the best. And, you know, when that doesn't happen, it doesn't take place, you continue to grind, but you definitely feel the pressure of the lack of performance. And you know, you can't hide that, as you talk about. It's every day. We play this game, you know, 162 days in less than 100, I think total 185. And so it's nonstop. You know, you've got to turn the page, learn how to turn the page. And that can take time as a young player to know that, you know, today's a new day and a new opportunity to come to the ballpark and just focus on that one at bat, as opposed to those four at bats that, you know, you're going to get that night that could impact, you know, your batting average or obviously the team's success. So it's a grind, and it is a learning experience for these younger guys that are going through it right now.
What would it mean for your lineup on an everyday basis if Ramon Laureano does start to get hot and Stephen Piscotty can stay healthy and these two can be a mainstay in the middle of the order? What would that mean for it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, for Ramon last night, coming off a great game, you know, a two-homer game that both balls went out to the opposite field. So, you know, that's Ramon at his best. And, you know, Steven back in the lineup, getting his feet on the ground. He's only, you know, been back in for 3 days, but, you know, drove a couple runs in for us in New York. So, you know, having those two veteran presence in the middle of the lineup, if we can get those bats going and get some guys on in front of them, you know, it'll definitely help impact our offense. But I do feel our offense has had, you know, it's improving. It's going in the right direction. You know, I think we out-hit the Yankees, even though we didn't win, you know, the games in New York. I think we out-hit them collectively in the series. And again, last night, we out-hit Seattle, but we ended up on the wrong side of the game.
So the ball club, you're going to be back home for 4th of July. 4th of July is always a special day. It's fireworks. It's honoring our country, you know, like country's birthday. For you as a player, as a coach, now a manager, what's 4th of July like for a big leaguer?
It's a great day. And you're obviously looking forward to going out and playing, you know, the greatest game there is. And, you know, having an opportunity to, at the end, you know, sit and maybe if your family's there, embrace the fireworks, embrace the moment. You know, I think looking back on my career, the only 4th of July that really jumps out at me was that we actually had a day off on 4th of July. So, you know, you definitely enjoy playing the game and playing it on, as you talk about, you know, the 4th of July, celebrating this great country.
Wait, you had a day? What is that? How's that possible? I've never had a day off on 4th of July.
It happened. I was with the Padres. I think it was either 02 or 03. We were in Colorado. We flew in on the 3rd. And had an off day on the 4th, and myself, Ryan Klesko, Phil Nevin, manager of the Angels, jumped on some Harleys with our wives and took off up to Vail and took in the 4th at Vail. It was a pretty amazing day, actually, but you know, that's something else. So
that's amazing. I mean, because, you know, fireworks for us is, you know, every year it's my wife going, we're going to this barbecue, we're going to this party, and my standard line is, we'll meet you later.
That's great.
So coming back for the homestand, how important is it? I don't know what you say to the guys. I don't know what you do, but just how important is it for you guys to start getting back on track at home and winning games at the Coliseum, where normally the A's are pretty dominant?
Yeah, we said it last homestand, and you know, we're going to go home and focus on, you know, just winning games and how we do that. And, you know, offensively, we've had our struggles at the Coliseum, and I think that's kind of laid over our heads is in terms of our hitters' confidence. But, you know, we're swinging the bats well, so hopefully we come home, continue to swing the bats well, and win some baseball games at home.
Well, good stuff. Enjoy the Pacific Northwest, and next time we'll talk, we'll see you in Oakland.
Sounds good, Tony. Thanks for having me, bud.
That's the Mark Kotze Show, brought to you by Nest Bedding. Once again, take a look at their locations in the Bay Area. You'll love them. Or you go online to nestbedding.com for all of your bedding needs. Mattress, sheets, pillows, they got it all. You go to nestbedding.com or one of their stores in the Bay Area. Use the coupon code Oakland to get 10% off your entire order. That's the Mark Kotze Show right here on A's Cast. Now back to A's Cast, powered by iHeartRadio.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.